And finally, this evening, Pope Benedict XVI today received the credentials of the new ambassador to the Holy See from South Korea, His Excellency Mr. Kim Francis Ji-young.
In his address to the new ambassador, Kim Ji-young Francesco, the Holy Father began by making reference to the growth of the Catholic Church in South Korea, saying it was due in no small part to the heroic example of men and women whose faith led them to lay down their lives for Christ. He went on to say that their sacrifice reminds us that no cost is too great for persevering in fidelity to the truth. Continuing on this theme of truth, Pope Benedict added that regrettably, in our contemporary pluralist world, some people question or even deny the importance of truth. Yet, he said, objective truth remains the only sure basis for social cohesion, and that the Church eagerly strives to strengthen concord and social harmony, both in ecclesial life and civic life, proclaiming the truth about the human person. The Holy Father then went on to speak about the current political situation on the Korean Peninsula, taking the opportunity to reiterate the Holy See's support for every initiative that aims at a sincere and lasting reconciliation, putting an end to enmity and unresolved grievances. He said genuine progress is built on attitudes of honesty and trust, and commended South Korea's efforts to foster fruitful and open dialogue with the North. The Pope said it was his ardent hope that the ongoing participation of various countries involved in the negotiation process would lead to a cessation of programs designed to develop and produce weapons with frightening potential for unspeakable destruction. Another important theme of the Holy Father's speech was human dignity in the area of scientific research and development. And while noting South Korea's achievements in this field, Pope Benedict said discoveries in biotechnology invite man to a deeper awareness of the weighty responsibilities involved in their application. He reiterated that the use society hopes to make of biomedical science must constantly be measured against firm ethical standards, and added foremost among these is the dignity of human life. The Holy Father concluded his speech by saying that the people of Korea held a special place in his thoughts and prayers at this time. I'm Lydia O'Kane.